The Lobito Corridor has been there since the colonial times. You know, the Lobito Corridor is also linked to our own history. It has gone through difficult times because of the 27 years of war we had in this country. But soon after the war, we repaired this railway going from the port of Lobito to the border with Zambia. But the Lobito Corridor today has evolved into two areas. First, you should look at it as a corridor, as a very important tool for the economic integration of the region. And second, the concept of the Lobito Corridor also has evolved, as it is only, we look at the Lobito Corridor not as a single railway to transport the raw materials, but also it is a pool of development. Along the Lobito Corridor, many of our opportunities are going to be developed, including the agriculture, so we can link our agricultural capacity of production, not only for Angola, but even thinking of exportation. We are talking already to some partners who are very interested also in this layer of agriculture. We can't develop if we don't look at, we put our weight on the construction of infrastructure.
Initially, you made mention of the fact that it was a colonial era kind of measure or move. So how different is this time, especially having a heavy investment into the Lobito Corridor, in even talking about extension to join it with the Tanzania as well?
Well, let me just tell you history of colonial infrastructures, how they were designed, and many of them. They were designed with the need of transportation. If you have, for example, mine somewhere, so you will need infrastructure built to carry the mines. I will just give you an example of a copper mine in one of our provinces, which was actually abandoned because the colonial master could not build a railroad to take it to the ocean. So, but the change is what I said about the concept we have today about the Lobito Corridor being not only a railroad to transport goods and people, certainly, but also a pool of development, meaning bringing in other opportunities along the Lobito Corridor.
You also made mention of the Lobito Corridor as a means of Africa's integration. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, if you look at our first documents in SADC, I'm just taking one vision, is the SADC has a division of labor. We had a division of labor, and we were talking already on corridors. You take PIDA also, which is a program of the African Union for NEPAD. You will find the same philosophy of corridors as a tool for economic integration, because you cannot talk today about the free trade area or the continental free trade zone without having how to carry the goods, how to carry the people, without having infrastructure, having railroad and roads. Just take an example of how things simulate in a, just take the flights, how we fly to many of our countries. And sometimes you have to go to Europe for the cab back to the African continent. You take the railroad, is the same scenario. So we cannot talk about economic integration if we don't integrate physically. Integration means building roads and railroads and also making sure that we can fly from another capital to another one, so people can circulate and goods also can circulate.
As you know, peace and security and stability is key to having the benefit of these measures being enjoyed by the Angolan people. Talk to me about peace and security in Angola vis-a-vis some of the efforts Angola is making to ensure that members in your region are politically peaceful and stable.
Peace and security is actually the core, right at the core of our policy as a government, but also as a country. You know, there is a saying in Africa, it's only someone who had a wound on the tongue knows the taste of the blood. So we have had it. I just talked about 27 years of war. So we learned our lesson, and we would like to also give to others what we got as Solidarity First. And second, if we can help people to go to avoid, for example, 27 years we had in Angola, if you can end a conflict at the table in a short time, why not to do it instead of going around fighting and then come back to the center?
Mr. Foreign Minister, I know Angola has been making efforts, mediation efforts to ease tensions between Rwanda and the DRC. What is the latest development in the effort to ease this ongoing tensions between these two neighboring countries, talking about the government in Kigali and Kinshasa?
Just coming back to what I've said on how people look at Angola. We should remember that President João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço was designated by the African Union champion for peace and reconciliation in Africa. So those are two factors, not only what we do as a country, what we think, how conflict should end, but also we have this responsibility to see how we can help others to overcome conflict. So under the leadership of President João Lourenço, we started by helping Rwanda and Uganda at the time they had differences. You may remember the issue of the Tuna-Katuna border. We, thanks God, it went well in those two countries in very good relationship. We will remember also we were involved in the Central African Republic to see if we could also help that country to solve the problem of rebel groups we are attacking Central African Republic. We have done so well, but we think we can continue to help them to make sure that the peace is consolidating in that country. On the DRC, President João Lourenço was given a mandate by the African Union in Malabo, in a summit in Malabo, to see if he could also if he could help DRC and Rwanda to normalize the bilateral relations. And second, as you know, since the issue of the armed group M23 has been also one of the issues very much discussing in this same exercise of establishing good relationship between the two countries, this issue also has come into the Rwanda process. Otherwise, the Rwanda process is meant to solve those problems. And we are doing our best. You remember May mini summit took place here in Rwanda in his capacity under the leadership of President Lourenço in his capacity as mediator. Those summits not only produced decisions like the ceasefire we had in the past, and which now we renewed under still the leadership of President Lourenço. But currently, where we stand, President Lourenço put on the table a draft agreement which was proposed to the two leaders, President Volker Gamer and President Tshisekedi of the DRC. We have made some very positive steps. We are still working. I think it's too early now to talk about what are the final results. But there is an agreement on the table, and the good thing is the two parties have the political will to talk. So we're talking.
Angola is going to be chairing the African Union in 2025. While we are on peace and security, what are the plans to help ease political and security situations on the continent, especially when there have been conflict, there have been coup d'etats and all that? People express concern about instances of instability on the continent. Talk to me about the plans to help resolve some of these concerns Africans have.
Angola is not going to invent the wheel. The African Union has an instrument. We have a plan, the 20 in agenda, 2063, which talk about actually a peaceful Africa, where this is the Africa we want. So it is there. What Angola has to do is to make sure that that agenda is achieved. The objectives of that agenda are achieved, to have a peaceful Africa. And second, the African Union has established its mechanism. We have a Peace and Security Council, which is composed of member states. So this body is going to continue to work on the issue. Second, the African Union has also established a certain power mechanism like the Peace Fund. And Angola, we would like to see also Africa look at its conflict as we have been doing, maybe do better. And not only Africa, but without forgetting the responsibility of the United Nations, I mean, the Security Council, was the primary responsibility for peace and security in the world. What is Angola will do is to make sure that both mechanisms are working. And second, to make sure that Africans talk. Africa talk, our philosophy to promote dialogue is not going to be still on the table. We can talk among us and find a solution to the problems. Well, we have challenges, and not only in the DRC, which we just addressed. We have a big challenge in Sudan.
Tete Antonio is the Angolan foreign minister. He spoke with me from the capital, Luanda.